يوم يجمع الله الرسل فيقول ماذا أجبتم؟ قالوا لا علم لنا إنك أنت علام الغيوب.
The day when Allah will gather together the messengers and say, "What answer were you given?" They will reply, "We have no real knowledge of it. You alone fully know all that lies beyond the reach of human perception." The day, this refers to the Day of Judgment, when Allah will gather together the messengers. The reference here is to the response of the world to the call of the prophets. "We have no real knowledge of it." This reply indicates that the prophets would say that their knowledge was confined to that limited outward response which they had encountered during their lifetimes. The true reaction to their call at various places and in different forms would only be known completely to God Himself.
إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ اذْكُرْ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى وَالِدَتِكَ إِذْ أَيَّدْتُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ إِذْ أَيَّدْتُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهَا فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي وَتُبَرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي وَإِذْ كَفَفْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْكَ إِذْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Imagine then when Allah will say, "Jesus, son of Mary, recall my favor upon you and your mother, and when I strengthen you with the spirit of holiness, so that you talk to men in the cradle, and also when you became of age, and when I taught you the book and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel, and when, by my leave, you fashioned from clay the likeness of a bird, and you breathed into it, and by my leave it became a bird, you healed, by my leave, the blind from birth and the leprous, and when, by my leave, you caused the dead to come to life. And recall when I restrained the Israelites from you, when you came to them with clear proofs, whereupon those of them who disbelieved said, 'This is nothing but clear magic.'" Imagine then when Allah will say, the initial question would be addressed to all prophets as such. Then each of them would be called upon to bear witness separately, as stated in several places in the Quran. In this connection, the question that will be addressed to Jesus, peace be upon him, is specifically mentioned here. "You caused the dead to come to life." That is, with God's command, Jesus, peace be upon him, brought people to life from the state of death.
وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ.
And recall when I revealed to the disciples to believe in me and my messenger. They said, "We do believe, and we bear witness that we indeed are the ones who submit to Allah." We do believe, and we bear witness that we indeed are the ones who submit to Allah. Jesus is being told that the faith of the disciples in him was also the result of God's grace and succor, for he himself did not have the power to produce even one man of faith in that land of disbelief. It is also made clear that the true religion of the disciples of Jesus, peace be upon him, was Islam.
إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ قَالَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Also recall when the disciples asked Jesus, Son of Mary, peace be upon him. Jesus, Son of Mary, peace be upon him, has your Lord the power to send down to us a repast from the heaven? Thereupon Jesus, peace be upon him, said, Fear Allah if you do indeed have faith. Also recall when the disciples asked Jesus. Since the disciples have been mentioned here, the continuity of the subject is interrupted momentarily in order to introduce another incident connected with the disciples. This clearly shows that those who had been directly instructed by Jesus considered him merely a human being and a slave of God. They had no conception of their master either being God or a partner of God or the Son of God. Jesus, peace be upon him, had rather presented himself to them as a slave of God with no claims to divine authority. One might feel inclined here to raise the question, what is the occasion for this parenthetical interjection in a conversation that is to take place on the Day of Judgment? This parenthesis, in my opinion, is not in fact part of such a conversation, but rather forms part of a discussion in this world regarding a conversation that will take place on the Day of Judgment. The conversation that will take place on the Day of Judgment is mentioned here precisely in order that the Christians may derive a lesson from it and direct themselves to the right way. Hence, the mention of this incident regarding the disciples, even though it seems to interrupt the continuity of narration, is in no sense out of place.
قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين.
They said, "We desire to partake of it, that our hearts be satisfied, and we know that you did speak the truth to us, and that we are its witnesses."
قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين.
Jesus, Son of Mary, peace be upon him, then prayed, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a repast from the heavens that shall be a festival for the first of us and for the last of us, and a sign from you. And provide us with sustenance, for you are the best provider of sustenance.
قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين.
Allah said, I shall indeed send it down to you. Then I shall afflict whoever among you who disbelieves with a chastisement wherewith I will afflict none in the worlds. Allah said, I shall indeed send it down to you. The Quran is silent on the question of whether this meal was sent down in response to this prayer. There is also no other authoritative basis to help us arrive at a clear conclusion. It is possible that the repast was actually sent down. It is also possible that the disciples withdrew their prayer after hearing the stern warning in response to it.